各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with all of the brothers and sisters.
有一次小弟到厄瓜多尔去。
One time I been to Ecuador.
去那边工作大概五天左右。
And I was there to help out the holy work for about 5 days.
那最后要回家，他们最后唱123首相送。
And at the end, as I was about to leave for home, they sang hymn number 123.
小弟很意外的发现到很多同龄都在掉眼泪。
And I was very surprised that why that many brothers and sisters they shed tears.
其实我跟他们以前并没有见过面。
And in fact, I had never seen them before.
后来才发觉到他们是离家游离的一群人。
And then I discovered later that they are all ofimmigrants who are very far from home.
他们坐飞机也要30多个小时，从中国大陆到地球的另外一端去。
And they had to take an airplane ride for more than 30 hours from China to the other end of the earth.
他们在那个地方开一个小小的杂货店。
And there they opened up a very small, I guess, a drugstore.
每个礼拜晚上，他们几个家庭都聚会敬拜神。
And many times, they will gather with the families, and they'll have worship services.
他们期盼连总能够差派工人来帮助他们，已经有2-3年。
And they were hoping that the International Assembly will send someone to help them in their in terms of the holy work.
所以他们很珍惜这样子一起相处的敬拜神的时间。
And so they treasure such a time when they can have fellowship together in the Lord.
因为好像神看到他们流离飘荡能够派人来安慰他们的一种情形。
Because it seems as they have been far from home and God has sent someone there to comfort them.
我们来看诗篇的56篇第八节。
We turn to Psalm number 58, verse 8.
诗篇五十六篇。
Psalm number 56,
第八节。
Verse 8.
诗篇五十六篇第八节。
Psalm number 56, verse 8.
五十六篇第八节。
56 verse 8。
我几次流离，你都记数。求你把我眼泪装在你的皮带里，这不都记在你的册上子吗
？Record my laments, list my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record？
当我们受洗之后呢，我们的名字都记载在生命册上面。
And as we are baptized, our names are recorded in the book of life.
我们几次流离，几次受苦，神都记得。
However many times we have suffered, however many times we have to wander, the Lord He remembers.
他珍惜我们的眼泪，把它装在神的皮带里面。
He will treasure every drop of our tears.And we keep them in his record.
我们今天早上来思考这一节装在神皮带里面的眼泪。
And so this morning, I like to study using this topic that the tears in the, I guess, in the bottles, in God's bottle.
约瑟也是一个流离飘荡的人。
Joseph was a person who has to leave very far from home.
他一辈子经历了被卖的苦，下监牢的苦，被误会的苦。
In his whole life, he suffered the pains of leaving home, of being in prison, and also being wronged.
做奴隶的苦。
And also the pain of being a slave.
但是我很讶异的就是，在这个过程当中呢，创世纪没有记载他掉过一颗眼泪。
However, in all these sufferings, at least in the book of Genesis, we do not see that there's any records of his tears.
我们可以想象他好像是一个很倔强的孩子，咬着下嘴唇然后把所有的眼泪都往肚子里面吞了。
We can imagine he might be a person with a very strong will, biting his own lips and swallow up all of his own tears.
他的家人变卖他，这是很难吞下去的苦。
His own family member betrayed him and sold him. This is a great pain.
所以他成功的时候，他说：“我要忘了我的父家，跟忘了我的苦。”
Therefore, when he becomes successful, he said, "I want to forget my family. Want to forget my father's house."
后来想不到哥哥们又来埃及地抵粮。
And later, he out of expectation that his brothers came to Egypt to buy food.
后来他就 以后的生命当中呢，就看他掉了很多的眼泪。
Later on, we see that in his life, he shed so many tears.
我们来查考他这五次掉眼泪，其实都应该是装在神皮带里面的眼泪。
And when I just study the five times that he has shed tears, these times these are all in a record or in a bottle of God.
其实约瑟本身非常思念自己的弟弟便雅悯。
And in fact, Joseph himself he longs for his own brother Benjamin.
虽然这些哥哥卖他，便雅悯没有在里面呢。
And even though these his older brothers betrayed him, but his younger brother Benjamin wasn't one of them.
所以第一次他就用计啊，把二哥留下来做人质啊，为了就是以后能够见到便雅悯。
And so he utilized a scheme to keep his second older brother so that he is able to see his younger brother.
那第二次他见到便雅悯的时候
，And the second time as he saw Benjamin.
我们来看创世纪的43章。
Turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 43.
创世纪四十三章。
Genesis chapter 43.
我们来读二十九节。
Let us read verse 29.
四十三章二十九节。
Chapter 43, verse 29.
约瑟几目看见他同母的兄弟便雅悯，就说：“你们向我所说的那位顶小的兄弟，就是这位吗？”请说。
And as he looked about and saw his brother Benjamin, his own mother's son, he asked, "Is this your youngest brother, the one you told me about?"
啊，其实他心中是非常清楚的。
In fact, he already knows this in his heart.
虽然他的哥哥们、弟弟不认识他。
And though his own brothers do not recognize him.
所以没有等到哥哥回答。
So he didn't wait until they answer him.
所以他又这样讲，又说。
And then he further said,
小儿啊，愿神赐恩给你。
And he said here, says, God be gracious to you, my son.
其实他讲这句话的时候呢，我们就看到他的眼睛已经红了，他的泪水就充满了眼眶了。
And we see that as he has spoken this, his eye began to become red, and he began to have tears.
我们看三十节。
Verse 30.
约瑟爱弟之情发动，就急忙寻找可哭之地，进入自己的屋里哭了一场。
And deeply moved at the sight of his brother, Joseph hurried and looked for a place to weep. He went into his private room and wept there.
我们想象啊，这一场哭啊，他不敢大声哭啊。
And we believe that this time, he dare not cry out so loud.
但是他那个情绪没有办法控制那个爱弟的情感啊，激动，所以他只能够跑到屋子里面这样子，应该是抽噎啊。我们有时候那种往里面吞的那种感觉、哦、
And so this time he could not control his emotion, so he went into the room and perhaps trying to withhold his emotions and cried.
31节
Verse 31.
他洗了脸出来，怕人家看见了，知道他哭。
And so he washed his face. He came out controlling himself.
他出来看到弟弟还是一个爱弟之情一样激动啊，但是他要勉强隐忍。
And he came out and he saw them, and he still was moved by his emotion, but he had to control his emotion.
他就吩咐人摆饭了。
And so he asked people to say serve the food.
小弟自己想，他看到这位弟弟，一定也想起那位死去的妈妈。
And I believe when he saw this younger brother, he will remember the mother who had passed away.
因为妈妈是因为生这位小弟的时候难产才过世的。
Because Joseph's mother passed away because of the difficult birth of Benjamin.
34节。
34。
34节，约瑟把他面前的食物分出来送给他们，但便雅悯所得的比别人都五倍。所以约瑟把五倍比别人多五倍的食物放到便雅悯面前。
And so Joseph gave Benjamin five times more as any other people.
你可以看到他的爱不只是一种情感的表现，也是有行动的表现。
We see that his love is not only emotional, but it also carries action.
我在想这种爱弟啊，爱弟弟的眼泪啊，一定是装在神皮带里面的。
And I believe that this kind of love, the tears of love, will be in the record of God.
真的对兄弟非常有情分哦。
Indeed, he truly loved his own brother.
经上讲，朋友乃时常亲爱，兄弟为患难而生。
And the Bible tells us that friends are to love one another, but brothers are born in times of affliction.
我们中国人说打老虎、捉贼都要亲兄弟。
And in Chinese concept, to catch a tiger or catch a thief, we need our own very own brother.
我们是至亲的人啊, 我们是很有默契的, 我们可以解决很多的困难。
Because we are flesh and blood, we know each other, we can solve many problems.
所以很多兄弟啊, 都非常的亲爱哦。
There are many brothers, they are very close to each other.
大卫后来买了一个禾场。
Later on, when David purchased this, this field,
在列王记记载那是亚劳拿禾场，在历代志记载是阿尔兰禾场。
And this is a field that I guess King David has purchased.
那有人就说奇怪了，为什么同一个禾场有两个名字呢？
And then, but then these two fields are named differently. Then people question why they have two different names.
犹太人的传统有一个故事这样讲。
In the tradition of the Jewish tradition, there is a story.
他说其实亚劳拿跟阿尔兰他们是兄弟。
And in fact, that these two fields are named the names of the same of a pair of brother.
他们呢，禾场是在一起的。
And their fields join each other.
当收割的时候啊，这个哥哥就想啊，弟弟没有结婚呐，所以他晚上就偷偷的把自己禾场的麦子呢，偷偷的送到弟弟的禾场去。
So when they had harvest, one of the brothers thought that my other brother is not married, therefore he carried a sack of rice over to his brother's place.
这个弟弟想，哥哥已经结婚了，花费更多，所以晚上也就偷偷的送麦子到哥哥的禾场。
And the younger brother thought that the older brother has married, he would need more crops. Therefore, he brought a sack over to his brother's house.
早上起来发现到，哎，自己的禾场的麦子怎么没有减少呢？
And then the next morning, they both woke up to discover why is that they lack they didn't miss any sacks.
那第二天晚上，他们做同样的情形。
Second night, they did the same thing.
起来还是发现到没有减少。
And then the second day, they discovered the same thing.
第三天晚上再送一次。
Third night, they did one more time.
他们在路上就遇见了。
And then in the midway, they met each other.
才了解原来大家对兄弟都是这么样有情分的。
And then they discovered that they truly loved each other.
他们两个就抱着哭啊。
And then they both embraced each other in tears.
那所以圣经上教导我们呢，真的要爱我们的兄弟。
The Bible teaches to love our own brothers.
当亚伯拉罕的羊牛羊很多的时候。
And when Abraham, his flock began to grow in numbers.
罗德的羊群也很多。
And likewise, the Lot's flocks also grow in number.
他们两个的牧人就彼此相争。
Their shepherds began to quarrel with each other.
亚伯拉罕就这样讲。
Abraham said to Lot,
你我不可以相争。
Between you and I, we should not have any quarrels.
你的仆人，我的仆人不可以相争。
As between your servants and mine, they should not have any quarrels.
因为我们是骨肉。
Because we are flesh and blood.
英文说, because we are brothers.
Or in English,
那个英文的翻译就是因为我们是兄弟。
And so English says because we're brothers.
所以兄弟不要相争。
Therefore, between brothers, we should not quarrel.
并且神期待我们照顾我们的兄弟。
Further, God expects us to take care of our brothers.
神问该隐这样说。
And God asked Cain,
你的兄弟在哪里呢？
Where is your brother?
该隐回答。
And Cain answered,
我岂是照管我兄弟的呢？
And I'm my brother's keeper.
其实神就是让我们来照管我们的兄弟。
In fact, God wants us to be keepers of our brothers.
我们曾经为自己的兄弟掉过眼泪吗？
Have we ever shed tears for our own very brothers?
有一位弟兄啊, 他也觉得他的弟弟啊, 对他非常有情分。
There's a brother who felt that his younger brother treated him quite well.
每次回台湾啊, 他从美国回去啊, 都想说不要打扰家人。 有国光号码, 所以就不让人接机啊。
So every time he returned to Taiwan, he did not want to trouble any of his family. He would just take the bus back.
但是他的弟弟总是有办法找到他的这个, 班机号码。
But his brother, his younger brother, were able to always find a way to find his flight number.
他会站在机场啊, 眼巴巴地看着哥哥出来。
And he would wait in the airport and waiting for his brother to come out of the exit.
这个哥哥也觉得, 哇, 这位弟弟实在是很有情分。
And so the older brother felt that this brother really loves me.
后来有一次他的哥哥的孩子啊, 考上, 很贵的学校。
And one time, the older brother's son, his son got into a very good school.
这个弟弟就跟太太商量啊。
And so the younger brother said to his wife,
我们有一笔积蓄啊。
We have a amount of savings.
我们来帮助这个哥哥的孩子。
We can help our brother's son.
啊，这个他们啊，太太也，他的太太也同意啊。
And his wife also agreed.
啊，他的哥哥当然没有啊，不敢接受这样的一个啊啊礼物。
And of course, his older brother dare not accept this kind of gift.
但是心中就觉得哇，这位弟弟实在是非常对兄弟非常有情分。
But in his heart, he know that really his brothers loves him.
我在想，这个都是神所纪念的。
And I believe all these would be in the record of God.
这是啊，约瑟第一次掉眼泪。
And this is the first time Joseph wept.
其实，在这次之后呢，约瑟就一直想要把便雅悯留在身边照顾他。
And from this time forward, Joseph wanted to keep Benjamin next to him and to take care of him.
他就用计啊，诬赖便雅悯是个贼啊。
And he used another scheme to plot that so that Benjamin becomes would be treated as a thief.
把自己的银杯放在便雅悯的这个袋子里面。
He put his own silver cup in a sack of Benjamin.
然后就叫仆人去追啊。
And asked his servant to go after his brothers.
哥哥说，如果有人偷，就让他死，我们大家都做你的奴隶啊。
And the brothers said that if you found it, then let that person die, and we all shall be your servants.
那个仆人说不可以，你们通通回去，找到的人做奴隶就可以了。
And the servant answered that no, just the person who was guilty should stay as a slave.
从这句话你就知道约瑟的意思就是要被便雅悯留下来啊。
And from this we know that it was Joseph's purpose to keep Benjamin next to him.
创世纪45:16啊，在记载后来他们一起回到约瑟的面前。
And in Genesis chapter 45:16,
44:16啊。
44:16, it said that when all of the brothers returned back to Joseph,
犹大就代表大家说话了。
Judah then replied on behalf of everyone.
犹大说：“我们可以对我主说什么呢？”
He said, "What can we say?
我们还有什么话说呢？”
How can we prove our innocence?
我们怎么表明自己呢？
How do we prove ourselves?
神已经查明仆人真的是有罪了。
For God has uncovered your servant's guilt.
后来犹大就谈起这个不让便雅悯来的，跟爸爸对便雅悯爱的一个经过。
And so he began to describe the love of his father for his younger brother Benjamin.
他说呢，这个孩子是我爸爸年老所生的。
He said that this child is a child born by my father when he's elderly age. His older brother has already died.
他母亲只撇下他一个人是他父亲所疼爱的。
And this is the only son loved by the mother, and this is the son loved by my father.
当然，约瑟这时候了解，原来爸爸是这么样的疼爱弟弟啊。
Of course, at this time, then Joseph know that the father loves his younger brother.
我们来看47节，44:27。
Chapter 44:27。
44:27。
44:27。
犹大继续这样对约瑟讲。
And Judah continued said to Joseph,
你仆人我父亲对我们说
that your servant my father said to us,
你们知道我妻子给我生两个儿子。
You know that my wife bore me two sons.
28节。
28。
一个离开我出去了。
One of them went away from me.
我说他必是被撕碎了。
And I said that he surely had been torn to pieces.
直到如今我没有看见他。
And I have not yet seen him since.
我想这句话实在是击中了约瑟的心。
I believe that this statement really hit the heart of Joseph.
原来这十几二十年来不是我一个人痛苦。
That all throughout all these 20 some years, it is not I myself am suffering only.
原来我爸爸以为我是被撕裂了。
Because my father thought that I had been torn apart.
这样的苦一定是很深的。
This kind of suffering or pain must be very deep. 29.
现在你们又要把这童子带离开我，倘若他遭害，那便是你们使我白发苍苍、悲悲惨惨的下阴间去了。
And if you take this one away from me too, and harm comes to him, you will bring me gray head down to the grave in misery.
我在想，这时候约瑟也了解。
I believe at this time Joseph will understand.
原来爸爸的头发可能本来是黑色的，经过十几年来的这种超环已经变成白发苍苍了。
At first, his father's hair may be of dark color, but after all these years, his hair has grown gray.
30节。
30.
我父亲的命与这童子的命相连。如今我回到你仆人父亲那里，如果没有童子与我们同在，31节。
31.
我们的父亲见没有童子，他就必死。我想约瑟这个时候怎么经忍得住呢？
And I believe this time, when Joseph heard this, how can he stand this kind of statement?
爸爸，因为这个孩子不见了，他可能会死。
that my father, if the son has not returned, that he might die.
当爸爸知道我被撕碎的时候，他又是一种何等凄凉的心情呢？
And if my father, at the moment when he thought I was torn to pieces, how have he felt at that time?
他说，犹大说，如果是这样的话，三十节继续说，这便是我们使你仆人，我们父亲。白发苍苍，悲悲惨惨的下阴间去了。
And so Judah further explained that if this is the case, then you'll cause my father's gray head to go down into grave.
那三十二节他就讲说，其实他在爸爸面前曾经做过保。
In verse 32, he mentioned that in fact I was the guarantee in to my father.
三十三节。
33.
现在求你容仆人住下，替这童子做我主的仆奴仆。叫童子和哥哥们一同上去，三十四节。
34.
若童子不和我同去，我怎能去见我父亲呢？恐怕我见看见灾祸临到我父亲身上了。犹大宁愿替便雅悯来做奴仆。
And Judah was willing to become a slave on behalf of Benjamin.
我在想，这个时候约瑟他的心一定是非常感动。
And I think by this time, Joseph's heart must be really touched.
这些人曾经是把我卖掉的人。
These people once betrayed me.
这些人曾经是没有血、没有眼泪的人。
These people had no blood and they don't shed any tears.
但是如今呢，却愿意替弟弟来做奴仆。
But now they are willing to become a slave on behalf of their brother.
我们知道犹大有自己的家庭的，他有两个很小的孩子的。
And we know Judah has his own family, two very young children.
但是为了情，为了义，为了孝，他宁愿做这样的一个牺牲啊。
But because of love, because of his filial piety and his responsibility, he is willing to make the sacrifice.
那个约瑟冰冷的心就渐渐的被犹大的话给融化掉了。
That cold heart of Joseph has been gradually melted away by the words of Judah.
哥哥真的是不一样啊。
And this, the brothers, they have changed.
45章第一节。
Chapter 45, verse 1.
约瑟在左右站着人面前，情不自禁，吩咐一声说：“人都离开我出去。”约瑟和弟兄们相认的时候，并没有一个人站在他面前。第二节。
Verse 2.
他就放声大哭。埃及人和法老家中的人都听见了，哇，这个哭得很大声啊。
And so when he wept this time, it was really loud.
真的，他二十年来的那种委屈、那种孤单、那种压抑、那种没有人了解的心情，就在这个时候，好像石门水库的水开了啊，整个情绪整个眼泪就这样奔放而出啊。
And so his loneliness, his pain, and his sufferings of all these years at this moment has been released, and he wept loudly.
哥哥是不一样的。
But the brothers, they're different.
圣经上讲说，人为朋友舍命，人的爱没有比这个更大的。
The Bible tells us that there's no greater love than one who sacrifices life for his
beloved. 犹大竟敢可以为弟弟来舍去自己的。几乎是生命啊。
And Judah was able to sacrifice his own life, almost his own life, on behalf of his brother.
所以他能够原谅哥哥们呢。
And so he was able to forgive them.
哭得好大声。
And so he cried so loud.
我在想这样的眼泪神一定很珍惜啊。
And I think that this kind of tears God will treasure.
你能够释怀。能够不再纪念别人的恶。
If we can forgive and no longer remember the sins of other people,
能够跟家人相聚相认。
If he is able to recognize and join together with his family,
我常想这到底是一个什么样的场景哦
？Often I think, try to imagine what kind of scenery that must have been.
小弟的祖母有生下九个孩子。
My grandma, she had nine children.
因为穷啊，所以把最小的叔叔送给一位信徒。
Because we're not, they're not very wealthy, so my youngest uncle was given to a member.
那这位信徒他们家住高雄，台湾的南部。
And this member's home is in Kaohsiung, which is the southern part of Taiwan.
后来祖母跟我们家，我们都搬到台湾的北部。
And later on, my grandmother and our entire family moved to the northern part of Taiwan.
后来我那个小叔叔自己考上台北的一间大学。
And later on, my the youngest uncle he got into a school in the northern part of Taiwan.
他就跑来我们家跟祖母相认。
And he came to our house and to look up my grandma.
我印象很清楚
And I remember this clearly.
当他走进我们家的时候
，And when he went into our house，
我想说奇怪，这个人怎么跟我爸长那么像
？And I thought to myself that why is this person look so similar to my dad？
后来他跟我祖母相认的时候，我很多话都忘了，但是就记得祖母一直重复讲一句话。
And I have already forgotten so many words that I have spoken, but I only remember this from my grandma.
一直讲我爱把那囝，我爱把那囝。
He keeps
she 我的小儿子啊。我的小儿子啊
she kept saying, my youngest son, my youngest son.
真的我在想相认的时候是一种非常感人的场景。
And I believe as they recognize each other, it would be a very touching moment.
这个时候是犹大的孝心的爱心那种情谊啊来感动来融化一个人的心啊。
This is due to Judah's love, his being responsible. He touched the heart of the others.
所以你看圣经上哦，神对犹大家非常的祝福。
And so we see that in Bible, God blessed the family of Judah.
后来雅各祝福众子的时候
，Later when Jacob blessed his children,
雅各这样讲：犹大，你的兄弟都要赞美你。
Jacob said that Judah, all of your brothers will praise you.
啊，你蹲下像公司啊，卧下像母狮啊。谁敢惹你呢
？As you lie down, you're like the lion, who dare to approach you.
他说这个杖跟龟啊不会离开你两脚之间。
He said that the staff shall never depart from you.
就是将来你要做王的意思了。
That is to say, his descendants shall become the kings.
那个只等到平安者来到，万民都要归服这个平安者。
And until the peace, the one of peace comes, and all shall belong to this one of peace.
弥赛亚要从大犹大的家庭里面出来啊。
So the Messiah shall come from the line of Judah.
所以如果我们一个人呢、啊、有情有义有孝有爱啊，你说人都会被感动，何况是神呢
？Therefore, if a person has love, has righteousness within, even men will be touched. How about God?
一位弟兄啊，他虽然不是很好的学校毕业。
Even though there's a member of ours who did not graduate from a very good school.
但是他真的是对父母亲非常的孝顺。
But he was very pious to his parents.
连他的兄弟姐妹们都觉得说啊，我们真的很希望能够像这位小弟弟一样。
And even his own brother, his own siblings, they long to become like him to be filial to the parents.
他的哥哥这样想啊。
The older brother thought.
你看这样孝顺父母亲的神实在是没有亏待他。
And that truly God would not mistreat those who show piety to the parents.
虽然从人的眼光看起来不是一个很有才华的人。
Even though from the perspective of men, he wasn't a person with great talents.
但是他那种诚恳的态度，爱父母亲的那种爱心。
But his sincerity and his love for his parents.
他对家人是这样，对外人也是这样。
He would treat not only the people in his family the same this way. He also treat any other ones the same way.
在社会上啊，能够赢得别人的敬重，赢得上司的一个爱护。
Therefore, he was respected, well respected by his own colleagues and even managers.
事业上也看到蒙神的祝福。
And also in terms of his career and business, he was blessed by the Lord.
所以我们相信呢、啊，一个孝顺的人呢、啊，像圣经上所说的，守我诫命的他的福气要到千代啊。
So I believe those who are filial to parents, those who obey the commandments of God, blessing will last for generations.
这是约瑟、啊、第二次的眼泪。
So this is the second time Joseph wept.
后来跟兄弟相认的时候，他把爸爸接到他这里来。
Later on, when he recognized his brothers, he accepted, received all of his own father's family to Egypt.
我们看创世纪四十六章二十八节。
Genesis chapter 46.
这是第三次他掉眼泪。
This is the third time as Joseph shed tears.
四十六章二十八节。
Chapter 46, verse 28.
雅各打发犹大先去见约瑟，请派人引路往歌山去。于是他们来到歌山，第二十九节。
29.
约瑟套车往歌山去，迎接他父亲以色列。及至见了面，就伏在父亲的颈项上哭了许久。请读二十九节。
Verse 29. Joseph had his chariot made ready and went to Goshen to meet his father Israel. As soon as Joseph appeared before him, he threw his arm around his father and wept for a long time.
30节
Verse 30.
以色列对约瑟说：“我既得见你的面，知道你还在，我就是死也甘心了。”
Israel said to Joseph, "Now I'm ready to die, since I've seen for myself that you are still alive."
其实雅各真的非常爱约瑟。
It's true that Jacob truly loved Joseph.
45:26啊，当他的哥哥们呢、啊、跟雅各讲说弟弟还在的时候。
And in chapter 45:26, as his brother told that Joseph that Jacob is still alive.
雅各心里啊不相信啊。
Joseph did not believe this.
Jacob 啊、哦。
Jacob did not believe this.
虽然讲他心里冰凉，因为不信他们。
And Jacob did not.
26节。
Verse 26 says Jacob did not was cold in his heart because he did not believe that Joseph was still alive.
这句话心中冰凉，其实道尽了约瑟啊雅各无尽的思念跟爱。
That he did not believe this. He did not believe them. That this statement truly expressed how much Jacob loved Joseph.
His heart was always cold. This to show how much he loved Joseph. 有个妈妈在孩子的坟墓面前这样讲。
There's a mother in front of a tombstone of his own son. Her own son. She said.
她说孩子自从你走了之后，妈妈就不再掉眼泪了。
She said that once after you have gone, I no longer shed tears.
这个就是一个妈妈爱孩子的心呐。
This is the heart of a mother who loves how he loves the son.
雅各啊，抬头一看，怎么看到这么漂亮的马车来接他
？And Jacob lifted up his eyes and he saw the why is there such beautiful chariots coming to receive him?
啊，知道这件事情是真的。
He understood that this must be true.
二十八节他这样讲，是四章二十八节。
Chapter 44, verse 28, he said.
罢了罢了，我的儿子还活着。
I'm convinced that my Joseph is still alive.
没有死之前，我要见他一面呢。
I will go and see him before I die.
啊，所以他一直重复这句话：我在死之前一定要见他一面呢。
He keep saying that I want to see his face before I die.
你就看到这个父子啊，情感非常的深哦。
We see that the father and son's love truly is very deep.
我正在想这个。约瑟在爸爸的景象哭很久，到底是哭多久？
I was thinking that how much time did Joseph wait on his father's embrace?
五分钟吗
？Is it 5 minutes?
十分钟吗
？Is it 10 minutes?
半小时吗
？Is it half an hour?
一个小时
？Would it be an hour?
没有讲。
He did not say.
只有讲说哭了许久。
He just said that he wept for a long time.
我在想约瑟心中的感觉到底是什么
？I was thinking how would Joseph feel?
我想那可能很多人哦，第一次得到圣灵的那种感觉是一样的。
Probably like many of us who received the Holy Spirit the first time.
像小弟第一次得到圣灵的时候。
For example, the first time when I received the Holy Spirit.
我真的觉得那个好像被我爸爸这样拥抱住了。
I truly feel that I have been embraced by my own father.
好像很久没有看到爸爸那个，然后又跟他见面了，那种温暖，那种安慰，那种喜乐。真的只能用哭的啊！你话没有办法形容啊。
It's as if I haven't seen my father for a very long time, that his comfort, his care, is all around me. It is very hard to describe.
所以我在想，如果这样的眼泪哈，能够因为爱家、爱父、爱子的这样眼泪哈。难道神不把它收在皮带里面吗？一定是的。
So I'm thinking, this kind of tears that is shed by because of love, because of care, will not God keep this in His own bottle?
其实真的人间呢，很多父母亲，很多小孩子对父母亲，他们充满的爱。
And indeed, in this world, many parents have great love for their own children.
那一个弟兄在提到说，当他出国留学的时候
，There's a brother who mentioned as he left home for education abroad.
那个时候没有所谓的 webcam， 没有 Skype， 没有这个这么手机啊，没有这么方便，你可以见到自己的家人。
At that time, it is not so convenient as today that there's Skype or webcam.Or even cell phones.
所以你常常送孩子出去的时候，你不晓得什么时候可以看到孩子。
And so many times as the children leave home, they don't know when they will see them again.
所以那个时候很多家长啊，真的是掉着眼泪送着孩子出门的。
So at that time, at those moments, the parents would shedding their tears, crying, sending their children away.
早期的留学生很多人都很穷，你说要坐飞机回台湾是非常不容易的。
Several decades ago, the students are all very poor, and they have no means to return back to their home.
多少留学生，他们再次的见到自己的家人，多少的家长、孩子，他们眼泪啊，充满了泪水。
So how many parents would shed tears as they once again is able to see their children?
圣上讲，我几次流离，你都知道，我的眼泪都装在你的被子里面。
And the Bible tells us that however many times I suffer, you know that you kept all of my tears in your record.
你再看第四次，约瑟掉眼泪。
And the fourth time Joseph shed tears.
五十章第一节。
Chapter 50, verse 1.
创世纪五十章第一节
Genesis chapter 50 verse 1
约瑟伏在他父亲的面上哀哭五十章第一节
Chapter 50 verse 1
请读
Joseph threw himself upon his father and wept over him and kissed him
以他亲嘴第二节
Verse 2
约瑟吩咐伺候他的医生用香料熏他父亲医生就用香料熏了以色列请读
Then Joseph directed his physicians and his servants to embalm his father Israel, so the physician embalmed him.
好像雅各被做成一个木乃伊哦。
It seems that Jacob has become a mummy.
但是我们看到这个约瑟在那个冰冷的尸体上面呢，还亲吻他的爸爸。
So we see that Joseph even kissed his father's body.
然后呢，跟他就是跟他亲嘴了哈，就是我们看到这种舍不得的心呐、
And so kissed him, and we know that this is due to the fact that he's unwilling to let him go.
当我们最爱的人，我们的父母亲过世的时候
when those people who love us the most, our parents, as theyleave this world.
当然我们心中知道他们是到一个更好的地方。
Of course, in our heart, we know that they will go to a better place.
但是我们还是何等的不舍。
But however, we will feel so unwilling to let go.
所以很多人呢，有掉了很多珍贵的眼泪。
And so many people will shed precious tears.
读到这里啊，我们也想到，当我们父亲年老的时候，我们可以。来照顾他们，这是一个何等福气的事情。
And so, as we read this passage, if we can think about when we can take care of our parents when they're old, how wonderful that is.
在这个漂泊的世代，常常我们没有办法亲身在父母亲旁边服侍他们，像约瑟这么样的有福气。
And in this generation, not many of us have the opportunity to serve as our parents when they're old, just as Joseph did.
从这里我们也看到如果一个人过世能够看到孩子们围绕在身旁，这是何等安慰的一件事情。
And so as a person passing away, if their own children is next to them, what a blessed event that is.
因为在这个时代，多少人没有办法，因为距离的关系呢，刚刚好。在那段时间陪着自己的双亲。
Because in our age, how many times in those moments they just could not make it due to distance that they can be close to their own family.
如果约瑟在这里掉了很多的眼泪。
If Joseph at this moment shed many tears.
当我没有像他这么样的 lucky, 这么样的有福气的时候呢，我们是不是有更多的眼泪呢？
And if we're not so lucky as Joseph, at the sight of his father, we shed even more tears.
好，我们来看他第五次掉眼泪。
And the fifth time as Joseph shed tears.
我们来看五十章的十七节。
Chapter 50, verse 17.
这个是爸爸过世之后了，他们兄弟非常的害怕。
And this is after the father's passing that his brother become very afraid.
他们想说，如今哥弟弟照顾我们是因为爸爸的缘故。
They thought that Joseph would take care of them. It was due to the factor of his father.
现在还在饥荒当中，如果弟弟放弃了我们的生活，我们的孩子怎么办呢
？And now that we're still in famine, and if our younger brother forsakes us, what shall we do?
十七节
，verse 17.
你们要对约瑟这样说：从前你哥哥们恶待你，求你饶恕他们的过犯。和罪恶，如今求你饶恕你父亲神之仆人的过犯。请读。
This is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brother the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of God of your father when the
他们对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。
When their message came to him, Joseph wept.
为什么约瑟哭呢？
Why did Joseph wept?
难道他不觉得这是很正常的吗？你们本来就是害我的啊。
Did he feel that this is really normal because you are the one who have wronged me?
18节。
Verse 18.
原因在下面他有说了，为什么他哭呢？
And he mentioned his reason why he wept.
他的哥哥们又来俯伏在他面前说，我们是你仆人啊，你把我们不要动，把我们当兄弟当仆人就可以了。
And the brother came to him and told him that just treat us as slaves, that's enough.
19节。
19.
约瑟对他们说，不要害怕。
Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid."
我岂能代替神呢？
Am I in the place of God?
二十节
20.
从前你们意思是要害我。
And that you intend to harm me.
但神的意思原是好的。
But God intended for good.
要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
To accomplish what has now been done.
后来约瑟用亲爱的话安慰他们。
And so Joseph comforted them with words.
为什么约瑟哭呢？
Why did Joseph cry?
他想到这过去十几二十年来啊，其实每一步都是神的一个带领。
He thought that these past 20, 30 some years, it is all of the guidance of God.
没有错，你们是要害我。
It's true that you have intended to harm me.
神的意思原是好的。
But the will of God was good.
为了保持许多人的性命啊。
So that many lives can be preserved.
如果我没有被卖，我们今天哪里有饭吃呢？
If I'm not betrayed, how can we survive today?
原来今日的光景就是，其实三四代人前神对亚伯拉罕所说的那些话。
And the things can be accomplished today. It was the promise that God has spoken to Abraham.
神早就跟亚伯拉罕讲，将来你的子孙要到埃及地聚居四百年。
God already told Abraham that in the future your children will go to Egypt to dwell there for 400 years.
因为这里的人的罪恶还没有满。
And it is because the sin of the land has not yet come to the brim.
你们这边住四百年之后，我要将你们带来这块地方。
And that after 400 years, I will bring you out of that place to this place.
约瑟十七岁怎么懂得这些道理呢？
And Joseph, when he was 17, how can he understand all these?
那时候他只能够默默的哀伤，默默的忍耐。
At those moments, how can he just endure all of the sufferings and pain?
但是经过这么多事情，
But after so many things had happened,
他终于了解，原来我们的生命是在神手中。
At the end, he understood that our lives is in the hands of God.
因为每个人就好像一个棋子，神都在下棋，每个人都给神都给我们安排我们的疆界，我们的寿命。
Now every one of us, we are like a pawn in the plan of God. God has established for us our boundaries and times.
所以我们一生当中充满神慈神爱所的一个带领。
Therefore, in our lives, we are under the guidance of the love of God.
想到这里，神的恩惠是那么的浩大。
At this moment, he understood how great is the grace of God.
掉出了感恩的眼泪。
He shed the tears of thanksgiving.
真的，我们很多弟兄姐妹，当我们回首往事的时候
，It's true that as we recall the past.
我们终于了解啊，原来我们的生命都是神在带领。
We understood that in our entire life, God is guiding all of our steps.
真的，你仔细的想想。
If we truly think about it,
不知不觉你会掉出了感激的眼泪。
We will shed tears of thanksgiving.
一位弟兄啊，回到他十几二十年前住过的地方。
There's a brother who returned to a place where he lived about 20 some years ago.
特地去看他住过的地方。
He especially went back to visit the places that he had lived.
看到那个地方的时候呢，感触很多啊。
And when he was at those places, he has many feelings.
打电话给在很远地方的太太。
And he called his wife, who is still very far away.
说：“太太，哇，这个地方的树啊，变得好高了。”
And he said that, my beloved, the trees here, it's grown so tall.
真的，我们回想这一二十年来啊，我们的孩子在这个地方出生的。
And it's true that if we think back 20 some years ago, our children have been born in this place.
这十七二十年来啊，神啊，保守我们的孩子，让他们如今啊长大成人。
Throughout these many years, God has taken care of our children, and they have grown up to be adults.
每一步啊，你都看到神的一个慈爱的带领。
In all of our steps, we have seen the gracious hand of God.
在电话线的另外一端呢，他的太太可能也不知道，这个时候先生啊，也是流出那种感恩的眼泪。
On the other side of the line, the wife probably did not know that the husband has already shed tears.
真的，神的恩典太多了。
It's true that there are so many grace of the Lord.
我们岂是流离啊？
However many times we are lost.
其实我们生命的每一点每一滴，我们的辛苦，我们的漂泊，神都知道。
In fact, all of the sufferings and pains in our lives, God, He knows.
这些眼泪都不是装在神的袋子里面吗？
All of these Tears are in the sacks and the bottle of God.
请问您上次什么时候掉过眼泪？
And so that is, if we can ask ourselves, when is the last time we shed tears?
我们相信也是装在神的袋子里面。
I believe that that tear is in the sack of God.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
377首。
Number 377.
377首。
377.
我们也要为我们的家人来祷告。
We should also pray for our own family.
想想我们跟兄弟的关系。
And think about our relationship with our siblings.
想想我们父子的关系。
Think about relationship with our parents.
我们有没有那种情谊？有没有那种孝顺
？Do we have that kind of love? Are we pious to them?
因为主耶稣圣灵充满在我们当中。
We ask the Holy Spirit to fill every one of us.
愿意接受按手的可以到前面来。
And all of anyone who is willing to receive laying of hands, you're welcome to come forward.
在场的工作人员来帮我们来求神祝福我们，来帮助我们祷告。
We ask all of the ministers to help us in the laying of hands.
重新祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.